Ninth, the U.S. military may be broadening its strategy in fighting the ISIS terrorist group. Listen to this statement made earlier this week by U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter.
We won't hold back from supporting capable partners in opportunistic attacks against ISIL or conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
Those last three words, on the ground, are getting a lot of attention. The U.S. has been conducting airstrikes against ISIS for months. Last year, the Obama administration repeatedly said no U.S. boots would be on the ground, meaning Americans would not be in direct combat with the terrorists. But afterwards, some U.S. officials suggested that might be necessary to defeat ISIS. And now it appears the U.S. is getting ready to put combat troops in action. The president, as commander-in-chief of the U.S. military, has not made a final decision on this. The White House says it's one possibility being presented. ISIS has taken over large parts of Iraq and Syria. Iraq's government says it already has enough soldiers on the ground and that it does not want American or any other troops joining its fight against ISIS. But as far as Syria goes, the situation's more complex, and it threatens to become a proxy war when external countries face off indirectly by giving military assistance to different groups that are fighting.
The civil war in Syria has become incredibly complicated over the past 4 years, and that's because there are so many different groups fighting on the ground for very different reasons. But essentially, you have four main contingents. Firstly, you have the Syrian army, which is loyal to the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Then you have ISIS, which is now in control of large swaths of territory in the east of the country. In the northwest, you have various Islamist groups and also some moderate groups who are fighting primarily against the regime, but also against ISIS. And then here in the northeast, you have mainly Kurdish fighters with the YPG who are fighting against ISIS. Now, all of these different factions have different international backers. So the regime is supported heavily by Russia and by Iran. The Islamists in the northwest of the country are supported by Saudi and Qatar. And the U.S. has also given limited support to some of the moderate groups in the northwest, but also to the YPG here in the northeast. Now, recently, the Russians have dramatically increased their involvement in this conflict, launching hundreds of airstrikes on various rebel groups that are fighting against the regime, and also supplying the Syrian army with sophisticated weapons. The U.S. has responded by dropping 50 tons of ammunition to various groups in this region that are fighting against ISIS. And Saudi Arabia has also accelerated the flow of anti-tank missiles that it is supplying to its Islamist allies in the northwest of the country. All of which has really raised the specter that Syria has ultimately become a proxy war. And with all the different factions focusing now on gaining a decisive military advantage, very few are willing to come to the negotiating table.